Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Om Time Radio. And I love doing this show, and especially tonight, I have such a great topic, and my guest and myself will help you heal through the power of music. You know how much I love music. Music has existed since prehistoric time. As soon as we learn how to communicate with each other, we also learn how to sing. Now, originally, music was created as a memory aid because music is catchy. So you started to use it as a tool for remembering things, events, and even for prayers. Now, the oldest known song, I don't know if I'm right, but I tried to find out about this, and it's fascinating. The oldest song was actually written in cuneiform form, a system of writing invented by Sumerians. And this goes back to almost 4,400 years ago in 43,000 years ago in Syria. So it was also using at some point the Pythagorean tuning. So it all goes back to the ancient teaching using the system that constructed the world of the physics. But if you open the Bible says at the beginning was the sound. So the sound created the physical world. So consequently, you know, music is something that we all need. I remember that I put recently an ad about the show on Instagram, and people responding might say we cannot live without music. Because music becomes a part of every culture, becomes part of the past, the present, the near, the far. So what allows music, to penetrate at every cell is this gift that we have, the gift of hearing, which is one of the fifth senses, one of the fundamental senses through which we absorb the world around us. Now, our ears pick up forms of reality. So sounds and words are responsible for what we think and what we act. So we believe certain things because someone else told us to believe them. We do certain things because we are instructed to. So if you look at kids, the kids are told to believe in this, to do this. We do certain things, as I said, because what we hear shapes our state of thinking, state of being, even shapes our health. So when we listen to negative words, to bad news, to music that is more like a noise, we become upset and even sick. Now, music, I think, in my understanding, is a reflection of our state of mind. But hearing the right sound has profoundly positive effect on the body, on the mind, and on the spirit, calming, uplifting. And so that's what music does. Actually, it mends the body at a biological level. It reprograms the way the mind functions. So let's say you're in a bad state of mind. Music therapy is used in many settings, in rehab centers, in hospital, in nursing homes, in community centers, and sometimes even in the home with the purpose to improve the well-being of geriatric patients, sometimes in nursing home. It lowers the pain of women in labor. It lowers your blood pressure. It gets you out of anxiety, repairs memory in stroke patients. I've seen an extraordinary documentary on CNN in which Dr. Sanjay Gupta talks about his experience in going to different parts of the world and seeing how music has been used with this purpose. Now, I know I love music since I was a child. I was a singer, and my passion and joy of life was actually to sing, to create music, to compose. So my guest tonight is somebody who I adore and who shares my love for music, and she's actually an expert in the music therapy. She's no one other than my dear friend Anne Sweeney. Now, you remember her husband, John Sweeney, was on the show like probably some weeks ago, and he discussed long-distance energy healing. Now, I, in my life, never met people more kinder, more compassionate, more wonderful like John and Anne. Their love is so genuine, and it radiates so strongly. They both are people who want to help the world. And I think of them like healing practitioner and people who work with music to help other people. John also works with music. But in particular, Anne, my guest today, she works with New Age music to mend problems in the body and uplift the spirit. In fact, I have an amazing guest tonight in so many other ways because she's the first person in radio to start playing, the first person playing New Age music 40 years ago in the 80s. She was one of the four radio programmers in the country who was considered an authority in New Age music, with other stations following her format. So she has that long, long history of radio experience. And at every station she worked, she had the number one radio show. And she also had her own show online, which airs around the world. And I want you, everybody listening to my show, to tune into her show. The show that she's currently hosting is called Spirit Words. And you can hear it every week on demand on spiritwords.org. So Anne has lectured to countless schools, organizations about the healing power of music, and has donated healing music to hospitals for work, sometimes with premature babies, for instance. She has been a television host to PBS for 25 years. Pretty incredible. And she's interviewed everybody. She hosts concerts in Boston, in Cape Cod, for major artists. I'm going to let her tell you much more about this. But you know what I mean? This is a woman, just to let you know the magnitude of her soul and love, pure, genuine, and love for music. She was able to raise $100 million. You know, to make a difference in the world. How incredible is that? But her commitment to quality and being truthful in everything she says are the reason behind being a spokesperson, being effective, and being such a healer in her own right. She built an audience, an incredible audience. So the truth is that I can't speak enough about my wonderful guest tonight, Anne Sweeney. My wonderful Anne, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to have you on my show, and I am so extremely grateful. Oh, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here with you and to be able to share this incredible music. I'm so glad that you're doing this program because music is such a big influence on our lives, and so much of the time we're unaware, we're listening without really being mindful of what we're listening to. And so I have found through all of the years of working with music, and especially with New Age music, that we can change our moods instantly. We can go from angry and tired and frustrated to calm and relaxed and productive in just a moment's notice, really, with the right music.
Well, I want to tell you something, Anne.
Yes.
I just want to tell you something that everybody listening, for people who have blood pressure, I know that on my own experience, when you listen to the right kind of music, it actually lowers, you know, your pressure. It's the most effective way. Instead of taking tons of pills, you know, and all kinds of drugs that poison your body with major side effects. Listening to the right type of music is proven to be effective, you know, of healing you of this disease. So I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I wanted to to make my point of something that I've experienced myself, you know, and I want to be like a person who shares their own experience with everybody listening, what I've been going through and how music actually, especially the music that your husband sent me, because probably you can tell our listeners what kind of a music, because you were saying, you know, you need to know what kind of a music you are listening to. So can you develop that idea?
Yes. You know, I used to do a lot of different workshops where I would take different types of music to play for groups to illustrate to them how music can change the way you feel very quickly. Because a lot of the times people say, well, you know, what does that mean? So I would get the group of people, and first I would play something very soothing and without really a lot of rhythm, but something almost ethereal, like angelic sounding. And they would sit there and they would get calm and relaxed. And then I would put on the soundtrack to the movie Jaws. And as soon as you hear that doodum, doodum, boodum, 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 it raises fear in our bodies. And our bodies start to pump out cortisol because we get into the, the fight or flight. And you really see it with movie music. If you turn the sound off, if you're watching a scary movie, turn the sound off for a minute, and you'll notice that you can still watch that scary movie, but you don't get that same reaction in the pit of your stomach. As soon as you turn the sound back up and you hear that music, the music makes us feel what we're going to feel. And I'll tell you one thing. I was working on a movie set with Robert Downey Jr., and it was a movie called The Judge a couple of years ago. And while we're sitting in the courtroom, I was playing a news reporter. I didn't speak at all, but I was sitting in the courtroom playing a news reporter, and I'm watching Robert Downey Jr. and Robert De Niro and all these, you know, really wonderful people acting.
Right.
But they didn't have any expression on their face. They had no expression in their voices. They're just giving the lines. And I thought, oh, my goodness, why did I think they were all such brilliant actors? And then I watched the movie, and the music that they were playing in every scene somehow made it look like they had that emotion. And I thought, this is brilliant. It's the soundtrack that makes us feel something, tells us what we're supposed to feel. And that is true of life and music in life.
Well, you've been a radio announcer since the 80s, and you start working with New Age music, and you are hosting program with Love Song. Can you tell us why you decided to play specifically the New Age music?
Yes. I was.
Why the New Age? Yeah.
Well, it was a show on Cape Cod. It was called Cape Cod After Dark, and it was all love songs. And in those days, in the 80s, the DJs, we on radio, could pick out the music within guidelines. So they told me, okay, just play one instrumental jazz tune every hour, or every 20 minutes, I think it was. Every 20 minutes, play one instrumental jazz song. And then the rest of the time, you're just playing love songs and doing dedications. Well, I was in a relationship where the relationship broke off, and it was devastating at that time. So instead of playing this instrumental jazz piece, I snuck in a piece of music from George Winston, who is this wonderful pianist, and it was his song called Thanksgiving. And it was a little bit melancholy, but so beautiful. And I played it, and people started responding, and they said, wow, I like that much better than that, you know, the guitar jazzy thing. And the next night, I started adding more pieces, and I snuck in this tune from David Lanz, L-A-N-Z, who is another incredible piano player. And his song was called Leaves on the Seine, like the Seine River in Paris. And the phones lit up, went absolutely crazy, and people were asking, please play it again tomorrow night. And every night that kept happening. And one night my boss came in the radio station and saw three phone lines ringing constantly all night, and I'm running around and getting things and playing them, and he said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And in the matter of about one ratings book, which is only a few weeks. The show, we went from like zero ratings to number one on Cape Cod. And it was a huge jump because people reacted to that music. So I started playing New Age music out of my own pain to make myself feel better. And it resonated with everybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you say that music has the same effect on people everywhere?
Yes. As a matter of fact, when the last time I was on the Internet was about 12 to 14 years ago. I've just recently returned to the Internet 2 weeks ago now, so this is exciting. But back then, I was hearing from, I got emails from people. There was a group of young men, like in their 20s, who lived in a yurt in Mongolia. And,
wow.
And there were people in the service. And I remember getting an email from a young woman in Iran. At that time, she said that her best friend was a boy. They were college age, and they were just friends. But they were not allowed to be open about having a friendship. They weren't supposed to talk to each other at all. And so they would both listen to the program and ask for songs to play for the other one, just to let them know you have a friend here in life. And it was just truly really beautiful.
Well, I want to share with you and to the...
Adults.
Right. I want to share something with you, Anne, that is my childhood experience. I'm actually going to go to a break, and I'll do it in a minute. So hold on the line, everybody. Just 1 minute. We're going to be back with Anne Sweeney in a second.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Home Time Radio with my wonderful guest, John Sweeney, and we are talking about the power of music and how music can help people heal. And I was telling you before the break that I was around 5 years old, and I had a very bad asthma. And by that time, I was living under the communist regime of Ceausescu, so they had no medication. So my family was very concerned that I'm going to die. And because they had no idea how to treat me, I couldn't breathe. So the doctor told me, she said, "You little girl, do you want to get better? You have to start singing." Start singing, and this is the way I started singing. And whatever the music did to me is actually healed me from that asthma. I never had asthma again. So it's fascinating that doctor gave me a tool. I don't think that doctor knew exactly why, but probably the doctor considered that singing will open the airways and I'll be able to breathe better. But I also think that because we are waves of energy, and music is a frequency that taps into the waves of energy, you know. It's interesting, we have seven chakra points, we have 7 days of the week, 7 musical notes, 7 the number of God. So those frequencies tap into our vibrational waves of energy with this ability to heal where the problem is, like in Ayurveda, which is the science of life. In order to heal, they tell you, okay, do a sound like a big A, and see how this ah will resonate and locate in your physical body where you have a pain or you have a problem. So to me, this is this goes back to the ancient teaching that using the sound, you know, it is actually tapping into that disconnect and filling the void, you know, and then the body becomes whole, becomes one, and the healing process starts. So that's my simple take on it. I don't know if you agree with me.
No, it's absolutely true. And in the ancient times, Pythagoras held onto the belief that music could actually be used in place of medicine, and that it contributed greatly to our health. And there have been so many studies, and even more very, very recently, studying what they're calling now music therapy and music medicine. So I think it's phenomenal. We separate everything out, and we say, well, it's just a sound. It doesn't have a physical reaction with our bodies. But it does, because it's moving waves. So, you know, if you're looking into string theory, it's the same thing. Like the music of the cello strings, this was on a wonderful PBS show years ago where they would play the music and they would show the strings vibrating, and then they would show how that sound wave crossed right across the room and goes right through your body. It's phenomenally important, and that's why it's also... it's helpful and important for us to listen to music with intention. So they have, in children's classrooms, they have lots of teachers I've spoken with that will put on a certain happy piece of music that cues the children to put your things away now, we're going to settle down and have a little rest period. The music cues them. If you're driving, you should maybe not be listening to the same kind of music when you're driving that you would listen to when you want to go and work out and do really hard exercise, because it might make you more aggressive in your driving. And also, you don't want to listen to something that's very, very relaxing and would put you to sleep when you're driving. You want to find that happy balance. And there's certainly music that can relax you but still has a happy tempo and a little bit up-tempo, but it doesn't make you, you know, tense or overly energetic. There's music for every single person.
Mm-hmm. Right. I want to ask you something that probably our listener would love to find out. And then I'm going to invite somebody on the show who's actually wrote a book on music. And she will be – yeah, and she is a fabulous TV producer, and she's going to be with us in a moment. So, Helena, hold on the line. I'll have you on the show in a minute. But I will ask you, what do you think? Is instrumental music more powerful in healing than it is the vocal songs? Which one, in your understanding, does more more of the healing?
I think that they both can be healing, but for the purposes of what I'm doing, where I'm playing music to the world, I find that the instrumental is a little bit easier because it's universal language and people don't have to understand the words. And with so many of the pieces of music that I'll play for people, they can guess the title because the title fits the emotion that piece of music brings up.
Yeah, and after I bring Helena, I will want you to, Give us some help in knowing which kind of a music, if you have like specific, and we're probably going to play some of it. But are there some also instruments that have an effect on us greater than others? Like, is it playing the violin more intense? The process of healing is more intense than playing the piano? I'm just asking.
Is those acoustic
instruments more effective? Yeah.
Yes, I always found that the acoustic instruments produced more reactions from listeners than the electronic instruments. And I wondered why. And this great pianist, Michael Jones, who is also a wonderful public speaker, he's from Toronto, Canada, he plays piano and talks a bit about how that affects you. And it went back to the vibrations. The electronic instruments produce beautiful music, but they don't produce the same kinds of sound waves, the vibrations that our body physically reacts to. And if you lie underneath the piano when someone is playing it, it goes right through you. It's incredible.
Oh, wow. It is incredible. I want to tell you, not only we respond to music, but animals respond to music, because my dog, Valentino, anytime I start singing in the house or rehearsing a song, because for everybody listening, and you know, Anne, I've been a singer all my life and I continue to sing.
Yes.
So anytime I'm doing
that.
It in the, it's a healing. You know, it helps me age gracefully. It helps me stay healthy, stay alive, you know, and stay motivated. It's an extraordinary, you know, way to go through life, you know, with such pleasure. But when I sing, my dog responds, and he's trying to sing himself. And I, you know, it's just, wow. It's like one day I have to put something everywhere on video, on Facebook, on social media, so people can say how an animal can respond to music, not only us. By the way, do you think that children respond better than adults or no, by the way?
I think it's right up there. It's easier for children to
That's what I was asking.
To react to it. You know, grown-ups think, oh, I'm not supposed to feel something, and sometimes they're puzzled when they do feel something. But children, they just go with it. They accept it. They accept joyfully that music can make us feel better. And I have had tremendous reactions with premature babies in hospitals.
Yes, I applaud you for that. It's incredible, incredible. I mean, we welcome those babies in this world, and if they're premature, they need to adjust more, and the process is more difficult. But if they come here and they hear the sound, you know, I had a near-death experience, and when I think I had that second of dying and transcending the world of the physics, I saw another world, and that world that I saw was so beautiful, so calm. But what made me feel extraordinary there was the music that I heard, was that kind of angelic music, you know, that you play somewhere in a church, that the divine music, and it made me feel so comfortable, almost like it invited me to join that world. And what defined that world was not only that the world was so beautiful, colorful, and peaceful, and so many ways similar with this world, but the music of that world, you know, was absolutely incredible. But I'm going to invite Helena, who's an extraordinary author, and she calls my show from time to time. Hi, Helena. Welcome to the show. So, how do you like our topic with my beautiful guest and Sweeney tonight?
Well, it's wonderful. That's why I wanted to call in. I did write the book and also did the PBS film about the relationship between music and the body and the brain. And there's
incredible.
So much, you know, so much fascinating new science that's really proving. You know, and more every day about how music is just built into us. So I was just wondering what you found about the differences in response to different types of music in different cultures. I mean, 'cause I know that cultural differences affect our favorite music to some degree, but at the same time, they're universals, you know, that it's been proven
right.
or is being proved that everybody responds to, even babies, you know, very little babies.
Yeah. Well, do you remember the PBS special where they went around the world playing, it was a bunch of street musicians, and they would go and play all around the world, and everywhere in the world they would record that segment with those street musicians, and they put it all together, and I'm blanking on the name of it. It was probably 5 or 6 years ago, but it was phenomenal because even without language, we can communicate through music. And I think that it makes it easier for people to relax and accept each other's cultural differences when we like the music. So there's a great album out from Christopher Tin, T-I-N, and it's called Calling All Dawns, D-A-W-N-S. And that album, it's a bunch of his compositions done with different choirs from around the world. And the one that probably gets the most play is Baba Yetu, is the piece of music. And it's actually, I found out, the Lord's Prayer in Swahili. And the rhythms are just phenomenal. It's just great. And I actually put a little sample of that on the tape that I brought with me today to play with
Carl. So we're going to listen to the tape in a second. And Helen, I'd love for you to give our listener the title of your book because it ties so much into the show. And I think it's so interesting that you have such a fascination with music like we all do. So just let us know how is your book called?
Yeah, the book is called The Power of Music, Pioneering Discoveries in the New Science of Song, and it's still available in paperback.
Amazing. So, and I know that your book did very, very well. I remember how successful this book was. And I also remember that your show was amazing. You did an amazing show. That I think you got some kind of an award. That's what I remember. Just tell me more about it because I think you did.
Yeah, won a couple of big awards. I won the Grand Prix, Grand Prize at the Paris Science International Film Festival when it came out.
Oh, wow.
And the Banff Film Festival Best Science and Technology Show. So it just shows, you know, it was an honor, but it just shows, you know, how people respond to finding out more about music and how it's built into us.
Yes, and that was on PBS?
It was, yes. The show
but it wasn't a pledge. It wasn't a pledge show, though, right?
Not to my knowledge. I don't think they've used it as a pledge show.
Boy, they really should have, because I would have been the one that was hosting the pledge breaks. And I could really pitch your show.
Oh, you see, it's never too late to meet on a radio show.
Absolutely.
Well, I had to call in because of this subject here.
Right. Well, listen, Helena, you've always so wonderful calling on the show. And you know, whatever, you know, you want to tell us much more about it, I will appreciate. But, and, you know, there's a lot of mainstream music nowadays that promotes this violence in music. And then this genre right now that is just a reflection of the some part of the young generation's state of mind. So what do you think of this society mentality reflected in music?
It was something that has always weighed heavily on me because they started coming out with a lot of rap things when I was first playing New Age music in the late 80s, mid-80s, late 80s, and I wondered, you know, what it was about it. And the more I studied it, the more it occurred to me that at the time, the rhythms were part of what was kind of giving us this urge to fight. Because if you look at how music has been used throughout human history, when we needed to go to war, what did we do? We drummed, and we had
right.
rhythms. Now, that is not to say that drumming is always aggressive. It isn't. It can also be, you know, fun and uplifting and make you want to dance, but it's the intention that you're putting into that rhythm and the intensity of it that can create a reaction that you might not be intending for whatever it is that you're doing. So that goes back to driving. You know, don't, if you're listening to you know, some of the rap rhythms as well as the lyrics, I mean, the lyrics are really where we get into some trouble, that's going to make your driving different.
So right.
We should think about that. There are other ways to play music that you want to roll down the window to and, you know, bop along and play loud that are not going to make you feel violent or angry.
But, you know, people are just they just drive and they put the radio on, okay? And sometimes they listen to some louder, faster noise that actually has a negative impact on their heart rate, on their state of mind. When the opposite is when there are very soothing music that calms you down, that relaxes your muscle, your tension, improve the skills of the brain, lower the neurotransmitters and the endorphins, the painkillers that exist in the mind, the natural painkiller, are increased when you listen to that type of music. So consequently, stress hormones are decreased, and from here we have this ability that music has on us to improve the immune system. We'll be back in a minute with Anne, my wonderful guest. Anne Sweeney is with me tonight. I'm so honored to have her. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Listening to Om Time Radio, Miracle Guidance, I'm Carmen Hara. So depending on the type of and the sound of the music, music has this ability to sharpen your mind, or music can assist you in relaxation. Music has helped kids with learning disabilities. I don't know, Anne, have you heard about the term Mozart effect?
Yes, absolutely, and it's real.
Can you tell us a little bit more? Right.
Yeah, it has to do with different rhythms and also the chords. It affects animals as well as children, and Mozart and also Bach. They really would advise that people play this for children, like Baby Bach was a great program of music for children. And you can see it because it's encouraging. It works both sides of the brain. So it works the way poetry also works, where you've got the rhythm and you've got the visualization that happens because of what the body is taking in, the whatever the ears are hearing and the body is feeling, that's helping the child's brain to be stimulated in so many ways. Where if you're watching television, you know, the kids are watching television, they tend to zone out. They go into a semi-catatonic state because they're not required to, the brain isn't producing anything. So, yes, Mozart, and Mozart is actually a really good, it's a good up-tempo kind of music. So if you do want to concentrate and focus and you don't want to be lulled too much, then some of the up-tempo Mozart is absolutely perfect. And some of the New Age music that is classically based and, you know, based on things like Mozart rather than space music, because space music is a whole other genre of New Age music, and that might be better for meditation. But with classically based music, New Age music that has the instrumentation of classical, so piano, cello, guitar, flute, harp, but it's got the improvisation that we find in jazz. So they might be playing the sound of the rain or sounds of nature, something that will bring that to mind. Those things are going to be very, very helpful when you're trying to focus or study or write something. I had one painter, a very famous painter in Cannes in France, where the film festival is, who one day emailed me, I am painting Provence to your music. And
wow,
absolutely wonderful. And I got the chance to go to Cannes and visit him and his wife in their studio. The studio is right across from where they had the film festival. And it was a great honor to see these beautiful, vibrant colors of the flowers, the poppies in France. So a lot of people find that they're much more creative when they're listening to happy, up-tempo kind of New Age music.
Well,
a lot of different recommendations, too, if you ever need them.
Absolutely need them. Absolutely need them. I was just talking about the term Mozart effect because there were studies showing that a child that has such an issue going to an exam, a math exam, for instance, he can perform way better if he listens to Mozart, for instance. So there were studies showing that college students perform better when listening to the classical music, which the young generation doesn't listen to classical music enough. But also there's another thing that I want to talk to you about, and this goes back to Hans Christian Andersen, the Danish author, who said, words fail, music speak, referring to the ability of the music to influence the human emotion, which is absolutely remarkable. Like listening to one song can alter your entire mood. It is incredible how, you know, they capture this, especially like you said before, they capture music in movie making and evoking emotions to the audience.
It actually, kind of.
Right, exactly.
Manipulating it. And so we can learn in a positive way how to help manipulate the moods of our family by listening to music. So maybe when you're getting ready in the morning, if you have the kids wake up to something that's uplifting and happy. Right now on my show, it's an hour long now for these first 2 weeks, but I think it's probably going to extend.
Tell us more about your show, if you can. Tell us much more about your show.
Yes. Well, with the show, it's called Spirit Words, and it's online at spiritwords.org. And my husband, John Sweeney, and I started a foundation, Sacred Circles Foundation, that presents this show, Spirit Words. And the show is it's a charity, so it's a 501c3, so people can donate, and then that's tax deductible. And the reason why we did it this way is because I do pay all of the royalties, the performance royalties and all of the publishing rights and everything is done really legally and to help support the musicians. But this keeps it available and free to everyone in the world. Anyone who has access to a computer or a telephone or a tablet, you can hear the show, and it's very easy. It's, you know, two clicks
and that's it. It's two pages. You click on the first page to play the show, and then on the second page you click the little sound bar. And there's about 12 or 13 songs in that 1 hour. And this morning, I got an email from a woman who was just listening, and she said she was asking her friend who forwarded this to me, did you listen to Spirit Words this week? I was angry about something stupid this morning, and I started listening to the show. But when it was over, I felt completely calm. Thanks again for inviting us to listen. And that is the power that the music can have. So I never plan in advance what I'm going to play. I'll pick the first
song. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's really wonderful because it evolves the way you would feel. So I'm sitting and listening to the music as I'm recording it, and I'm letting it flow from one song to the next so that the emotion of it is there, and it's just as if you and I are sitting in a living room playing music together.
Are there some artists that your listener will respond better or the most over the years?
Yes, I can tell you the big ones. David Lanz, L-A-N-Z, on piano. Peter Kater, he spells his last name K-A-T-E-R. Peter Kater is absolutely phenomenal, and he does, he's played a lot of music, recorded music with Native American flutist R. Carlos Nakai, and also with the Tibetan flutist Nawang Kichog. And his music is gorgeous. And my number one all-time favorite CD of all time is from Peter Kater and R. Carlos Nakai, and it's called Migration. And it tells the musical story of the evolution of a soul. And the last piece, the highest evolution, is called Service. And you will love it, Carmen. It's just this layering of voices. Not really singing words, but just vocalizing, and it's all layered, and it sounds like angels, and it's called Service, which is the highest evolution. It's phenomenal. I'll send it to you.
Phenomenal.
I'll buy you a CD for you because it's so good.
But people can buy. I mean, if the listeners are listening to this, they can actually buy it, no?
Yeah, you can find it online. It's a little bit hard to find because it's from 1993.
It's hard to find.
But I just bought two copies online because I keep.
So it's from 93. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's called Migration, and it's Peter Kater and R. Carlos Nakai. But there are some other recent people that I really, really love their music, and they can look them up, and they're new. There's one woman from England, and her name is Helen Jane Long, L-O-N-G. And she does really gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful music. I would also say that anything from Kitaro is beautiful. His album Kojiki is gorgeous, K-O-J-I-K-I. And actually, you know, if any of your listeners want to tune into the show, I actually thank you and thank your listeners for tuning in because I just put it up and I knew that I would be speaking with you now. So
right.
If they want a list of recommendations, I'm happy to do that, or I can send it to you and then you can email it out, whatever's easier for you. Just recommendations for different artists or different albums that I think might be helpful to them.
Yeah, so that's because I assume that everybody is interested and they want to listen. And, you know, talking about it is one thing. Listening is completely different.
Yes.
I know you brought some music with you. I know there's some music. We also have another caller. I don't know if she's still on. Is Bianca still with us?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Yeah, hi, Bianca.
How are you?
Hi, Bianca. Thank you so much for listening so patiently to the show. How are you, my love?
Oh, no. I'm great. Thank you. I'm great. Actually, very interesting show. I like it.
because I was, I wanted you to listen. So I said, let her listen a little bit. So do you have any questions to Anne about the music that you love, about music as a healing tool?
Well, I would like, mainly for my two younger sons, what do you recommend? Because they are into Imagine Dragons, and these boys are already very active and rambunctious. I like something that I can play myself in the car where I have control of it, so they can just have to tune into it.
Yes. They're 10 and 11? I would
seven
say
and
get, 11. Get that album from Christopher Tin, T-I-N, and it's called Calling All Dawns. And that one is really good because it's got instrumental stuff and choral stuff, but they're from all around the world. And it's so incredibly interesting. It's the kind of music that you'd hear on Cirque du Soleil. It's that type.
Oh, great.
So it's really interesting and really creative, and it will have the kids bopping around in their seats.
Good.
Oh, wow. Good. Do you listen, Bianca, to music? Do you have that? People sometimes don't have time for that.
I do. I do like to listen to the oldies that my grandma used to listen in Spanish, and then they just bring me back to, I don't know if it's like a comfort thing, that it brings me back to her.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Memories. Yes. It's something we haven't touched upon. Yes.
Yes. Oh, the music will awake memories immediately.
Right. Immediately.
What you can do to introduce your kids to a lot of different types of music, Bianca, is when you're in the car, play the show on your phone. If your phone plays through your car speakers through the Bluetooth.
Yes.
And it doesn't buffer. It's really nice. It's just a nice direct stream. And it's on demand. So the show is pre-recorded.
Oh, okay.
And you can listen as many times as you want to in the week.
Oh.
And the shows are not archived. So that 1 week show will never be played again.
Oh,
so
okay,
it runs
good.
runs from like midnight Sunday night into Monday until the next midnight Sunday night into Monday.
Oh,
so
that's
listen
awesome.
As often as you want. You can put it on every morning when the kids are getting dressed and see how it helps them feel and how it makes you feel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll definitely
do
that.
Yeah, and then that will help introduce you to some different musicians that you might think you're interested in, because I talk about who the musicians are and what the albums are, so you can go and order it for yourself from the artist.
Awesome.
That's extraordinary. Thank you so much, Bianca. So if you have any personal questions, call me next week, because this show is just dedicated to music.
Thank you.
So, but I'm grateful that you listen, and I'm grateful that you call in. And Anne, you said you brought us some music. So I would love, I would love people to. Yes. Let's see if my wonderful Christopher, my producer, will play something for us, and that's like an illustration of everything you've been talking about.
Yes, yes.
There it is. Just listen.
Just live.
That is the wonderful Suzanne Chani.
So, oh my God, this is so magic. I don't know how you guys felt, but I felt like I'm, you know, transported to a different world right now. It's so beautiful. I mean, I think you probably have so much to offer in your shows. When people are listening, they really get healed on the spot. Yes.
Yeah.
So we're coming to the end of the show, and I want to thank you, Anne, so much for being my guest. For everybody listening, go listen to Anne's show, and I'll be back with you next week. Same place, same time, Om Time Radio. Thank you, Anne Sweeney. You're an angel on earth. And everybody listening, God bless you, and much love and gratitude.